Okay, we're on Daf Chet tonight. I'll do on the bottom line, page 14 on Zayin Mabez. So we're talking about Sheva Brachot. So the Gemara says on the bottom line, what Brachot does one recite at a Sheva Brachot? And here it's helpful to have a sitter in front of you when you do this. I have a sitter here. Let me get this sitter out 1 second. It doesn't make much difference, but if we're all on the same page, I think the Yitzchak Yair would, or the Ashkenazi one would work better. Okay, if you have the Yitzchak Yair, it's on page 89. So it says, "Vayim Ivarech, Amar of Yehuda, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shakol Bara Lechvodo." So the first bracha he says, "Shakol Bara Lechvodo, Yotzer HaAdam, and Yotzer HaAdam." Now Rashi explains, we'll see Rashi shortly. The seven brachot are really, we can divide it into three parts. We have the Bori Pri Gafen, and then we have six brachot and six brachot. So the six brachot, the first two brachot are in one category, and the next four are the other category. So the first two brachot, which is Shakol Bara Lechvodo, that's really a bracha. You know, it's again bracha shevach vodah for all the people who've shown up to be mesameach chasan and the kala. And there's a question: maybe you could even make this bracha even before the wedding. In other words, they're showing up. That's one din. And the second is yotzer hadam. That means that Hashem like created man in general. In other words, he created man. That's just separate from the chasan and kala. The next four relate to the chasan and kala. But shir yotzer hadam b'tzamah b'tzamah kim to. So the first was talking about when man is created by himself. The second is talking about his creating man and woman. In other words, it says, he established a permanent binyan, like the Chava is called, he built up the tzela. We usually say the rib, but different pshatim, but he built it up, and then that's Yotzer Adam. That's the first one. Then on line four, Sosa sees the Tekelhak Rabbi Kibusbanat Sofabasim Fabro Kemisnesim Veneha. That Sosa sees Ha'akara, the barren one, is Yushalayim, who is that Yushalayim should be Sameach, Roshem Mismeach Siam Veneha, and the idea is, of course, that was the Simcha of Yushalayim. You know, or unfortunately, the mourning for Yerushalayim is always first on our mind at a nichasana. And then the next bracha is Sameach Tzmach Rimovim, Sameach Yitzircha B'gan Eden Mikhen, Baruch Tem Sameach Atan Bichala. He says you should, you know, gladden the beloved friends. It means the chasana and kala, like you were Mismeach Yitzircha B'gan Eden Mikhen. It was Adam and Chava and Gan Eden, you were Mismeach them. And that's what Chazal teach us, that Hashem was a shoshvin, he was like a groomsman at the chasana between Adam and Chava. Rosh Mismeach Chatan V'Chala, says you're Mismeach Chatan V'Chala. So here, and this is in the art school, like in other words, the next bracha is going to be Mismeach Chatan Imakala. He's Mismeach Chatan V'Chala, means you're each Mismeach, each one independently. But we'll see, Rashi brings it down as well. He says then, Rosh Hashem El Kinam El Kolam Mashab Ras, the son of Mismeach Chatan V'Chala, he Lerina Disa Ched V'Av V'Achla, Shalom V'Yod. So Hashem created all the simcha, he created the simcha of chasan and kala, different types of simcha. So he says, like the sound of rejoicing, chasanim from the kippa, narim yoshtein ginatam, and na'arim from the celebration. He says, means you're smech the chasen with the kala together, they're a new group. That's the whole thing. Let's take a look at Rashi and we'll talk in a minute. So first, if you look at the top line of Rashi, he says, so we say, so that bracha is because we always have to remember Yerushalayim, you know, Rosh Simchatenu, and that's Gufa, that's the Chasana. And, you know, I'm sure you all, everybody knows this, like they put some ashes, you know, on the forehead of the Chasen, and then he breaks the glass, and then there's a different Minhagim, some people break the glass, you know, before the Nisuin, some do it after the Nisuin, but the idea is, the Yerushalayim is Rosh Simchatenu. All right, let's look at the next Rashi on the third wide line, Marachet Aman Aleph in the Rashi, the third wide line, Sameach Tisamach, Brachala Katan Vishkaloa Shetzif with Simcha, now, he says that the order of the brachot for, again, we said the brachot are divided up. We have seven brachot, take off over Pirkei Avot, and then the first two and then the next four. So Rashi says, Rukisha Seder Matilme Asher Yatzar, in other words, Asher Yatzar is bracha number three. In other words, if you have the Seder open, that's bracha on page 90. So that's bracha number three, which is the first one of the four that are directed to the Chasam Kalo, Pichach Patach Baba Barach, Patachim Baba Barach, Kiderakul Rashi Sidrei Bracha. So Rashi is addressing the nusach of the bracha, in other words, the formula for it. In other words, so since it's the first one of the Seder, so it opens with Barach, and it also concludes with Barach. It's the first bracha of the Seder. It's like Birchot Kriyat Shema. The first bracha opens with Barach, and it's chotem with Barach, and in the morning and the evening. He says here, then the next two brachot, or bracha smuchel chaberta, a bracha which is next to a previous bracha, he says, lo patach baba barach. It doesn't open with Barach. In other words, every bracha, as I'll teach us, it doesn't have shame and malchus, it's not a bracha. But if it's smuchel chaberta, it could be sort of, bootstrap to the previous bracha, so then you don't need it. Like in Shmona Esrei, we have that all over the place, right? You have, Barei Echaleinu and Ashiva Shoftenu, but it's a smuchel chaberta. He says, Shekein tikkun l'chol bracha shesmuchot achar rishon ala seder. Vasher bara, now the last bracha of the four is Asher bara, and that's, if you have the seder open in front of you, see it as number six. He says, V'nei shehi nemer yechidit barov yimei mishnah. So why does that open with Baruch? If you look again at Baruch number six, the Baruch Sasson with Simcha, so why does it begin Baruch HaTashem? It shouldn't have Baruch HaTashem. So he says, because sometimes it's recited by itself. If you don't have Panim Chadashot, if you don't have new people showing up for the Sheva Brachot, so you can't say the Sheva Brachot, but you have a meal, you'll say this one Brachot. The Picha Chayna Min HaSmuchot, the Husrach of Tokov Baruch, and the Sain of Baruch. Abal Shakul Baralach Bodo, but the Bracha, Shakol Baralach Bodo, which is bracha number one, Eina Min HaSeder. That's not part of this order of brachot, as we discussed. El Asifra Amen Es Safim Sham L'Gol Chesed Zeicha L'Chasdei Matom Shnahagim Adam Rishon Chesalo Shoshbin. In other words, again, so the first bracha, Shakol Baralach Bodo, is a bracha that's directed more towards the whole chaver, all the people who come to be Mesameh Chasdei Matalo, and it's he says Zeicha L'Chasdei Matom. In other words, it reminds us of the kindness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yadus is all about, right? Like Rav Lerner quote from the Rav, Imitatio Di, you have to imitate God, or what Chazal teach us, you should imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a domelo, right? In other words, in all manner, you should be medamet to him. So he says, so Hashem did a chesed with Adam Rishon, he was a shoshman, he was a groomsman, but the chesedo, v'asifazo kvodamat komim, and this gathering, he's like, what am I calling? It's like you're giving shepherds nachas to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're gathering, from the time that everybody gathers, you theoretically could recite this bracha. It doesn't necessarily have to be under the chuppah. But since we want to, it's more kavod for bracha if I could say it on a kos yayin. So we're going to say this in conjunction with the other bracha, but really, it's not part of the Seder. You need to have a bircha b'samim, bircha b'or, but motzei Shabbat, just like the bracha b'samim, and the bracha b'orim ro'eshim, motzei Shabbat, demrinan, Rebbe Mephazim, the coast of the Sodran on the coast, Rebbe Mephazim, Hovayesham coast. The idea is that those bracha b'orim b'samim, b'orim ro'esh, they don't per se have to be said on a coast, but it's nicer, more kabbalistic to do on a coast, so we do it that way. L'fisha eina, Mishar Seder HaBrachot, V'kula Hoda'a Chat, L'chatn Bababara. And since it's not from the Seder of the Brachot, and it's just like a simple bracha, it's a hoda expressing our thanks. So he says, there's no barak at the end. Meaning to have a birchat peiro to mitzvah, like birchat peiro, barikra eitz, or, l'haniach tefillin.
Where are you?
We're in Rashi, around the 25th narrow line in Rashi, on Chet Amud Aleph. Okay.
Thank you.
B'chein birchat yotzer ha'adam shetiknua liyitzir rishona shel adam rishon kibetaman. And similarly, the second bracha, which is yotzer ha'adam, that was established like when God is creating man, but without woman. He says, ilaman damar deyitzirot havu. So he says, so it's either that God created like man and woman connect, you know, states, he wrote. In other words, he created them separately and then did a different yisira for a woman. Was he created man and then he takes a piece from man and he creates woman, that's the yitzirot. Or he initially thought to do it that way, but he says, Mikulakom, otherwise the idea is I'm gonna have two brachot. One is the original way, and then the way it ends up being. In other words, Yotzer Adam, I'm just creating man, then Asher Yotzer Adam and Samo, but someone's gonna be telling me men on Binyana Diyah, then I'm creating man and woman. That would be one way to go. He says, Mikulakom, Enemy Seder Birchot Azivut. It's not that bracha number two is not part of the same Seder, because the woman was not around at that point in time. Now, so why do we have Yotzer Adam? So it's really, that's coming along because we're going to mention the full Yitzira later on, and this is like sort of like a commentary. Now, they mentioned there's a true from Moshe. Let's say a person would make a mistake under the chuppah, and he says bracha number three first. It was sometimes like people come up and they're giving cards and they don't know what they're doing, whatever. And they make Asher Yotzer Adam Tzamo, and he says bracha Hashem Yotzer HaAdam. So Moshe says you can't say the second bracha anymore. Because in other words, the third bracha is like more embellished, but it includes the second bracha as well. So I can't make that second bracha anymore. All right, who's the questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. Okay, now, let's take a look. So we're around the 10th line down on Chet Amud Aleph. Okay, so he says, Levi Ikla Lebe Rebbe, Behebulad Rav Shimon Berev. So Levi came to the house of Rebbe when they were celebrating the wedding of Reb Shimon, who was Rebbe's son. Baruch Chamech. So he only recited five brachos. We said there were six brachos. We had the first two and then the next four, but he only made five. So it comes out, he left out Yotzer HaAdam. The Yotzer Adam, the bracha we were just discussing, he left out Yotzer Adam. Rav Asi came to the house of Rav Asi, at the wedding for Mar, his son. He says, Baruch Shit, he made six bracha. He said Yotzer Adam. So we have to understand, what is the machloket now, the way we can understand between Levi and Rav Asi? So it seems like a machloket between Levi and Rav Asi. Is the second bracha Yotzer Adam, should I recite that or not recite it? So Levi says, leave it out, and Rav Asi says, say it. So we have to, you know, flesh this out, if I could use that term. So he says here, Levi Bahakimiflagi, should I say the point of dispute between Levi and Rav Asi is as follows? The Mar Savar Sada Yitzira Havoi. One holds that it was just one Yitzira. In other words, that Hashem created a being, and the being had, you know, was a man and a woman together, like with two heads and everything else. We discussed this in the second brachot. Yeah, although, I don't know, when I was discussing Rav Shakta, this is a while ago, he said he thought it didn't have to be back and forth. It could be like two heads, one behind, but both facing forward. But anyway, either way, they're both together. So again, back in the Gemara. So he says, Gemara's bracha yitzira havoi. So if there's one yitzira, so I'm going to only have one bracha. That would be that way. This is Umar Savar Shtei Yitzira Havoi. So that would be late. So we think the lady holds Chari Yitzira Havoi. So there's therefore, it's not necessary to make these two bracha. We said one bracha was man by himself, then another bracha was woman. But if it's Chari Yitzira, so he's creating man and woman basically at the same time. He's just separating them later on. So then I only need one bracha. He says Umar Savar Shtei Yitzira Havoi. And we think that Rav Asi holds there were two yitzirot. In other words, first he creates man, and then there's a different thing. If you look at Rashi, the third very wide line downstairs, Shtei Yitzirot, Kamandamar Zanav Hayam, and the Vreit HaYisha, Vreitan Shtei Yitzirot, that there was a tail, and he created a woman from the tail. But it means that a woman, as in a being, did not exist initially. He says, so that would be one way to explain the Machloket. So the Gemara says, low. No, that's not the correct understanding. Kuliyama Chari Yitzirot Havoi. Everybody holds there was one yitzira. There was a being that was created, and the being was man and woman, but joined together. Mar Savar Bartha Machshava Azinan. One holds that we follow Hashem's Machshava. In other words, his Machshava is to create, right, to separately, then together. Now, when you say thought and the other, it's obviously And this is the first holding. I asked for anthropomorphism. In other words, Sof Ma'asevach Shav Tchila, Hashem doesn't think and then change his mind and things like that. But it means that Hashem is creating man and woman in ways they're independent from one another, but in ways they're joined together. In other words, the way they're like this, like a corporate entity, but in some ways they're separate. So he says, So Rav Asi holds, we're going to take into account Hashem's machshava, that he was going to create two separate beings, even though he created one being together, but his machshava was two. So we're going to do two brachot. And then, but Lady holds, we just look at the ma'isa. We're not looking at the machshava. We're the ma'isa. And we leave the yotzer adam. He had Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda taught, the Rami, that he posed a contradiction. One pasuk says that God created man b'tzamo in his image. And then another pasuk says he created male and female. Initially, he thought, and again, thought like Lapi Kaddish Baruch is a whole different thing. He created one. So they're both working off that memra. In other words, both Levi and Rav Asi are working off the memra, but do we take into account the machshava? If we take into account the machshava, so I'm going to have two brachot, which is the way that we do it. And if I only take what he did, then I have one bracha. So the way we're coming to maskana, when we have two brachot, it means that Hashem, in his machshava, is thinking he's going to create them independently from one another. And that's Yotzer Adam. But then when he creates man and woman together, and that's Hitkin Lomi Menu Banana Dayad. Okay, now let's just see for a minute. I'm gonna do one second. Okay, let me pause. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? Anything we did so far? What's up, Rafi? No. The Machshava is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Machshava is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it doesn't mean like man thinks. It doesn't mean I thought this way and then I changed my mind and created something else. It means Hashem had a type of cheshbon that he's creating man and woman. In some ways, they have an independent entity, but in some ways, they're together. And there was your chas and your kal, your bride and you. It means the idea is like he's creating man and woman. So man and woman, let's say a husband and wife, you're married. So you're an independent person. You have your own machshavas, but for other things, you come together. You're a unit. That's what it means. So he has machshava to create them separately, but he's creating them physically, they're connected. But then he separates it. But that's the idea. Okay, who's got other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now, we're up to around 10 lines above where it gets wide on Chedam and Aleph. Rav Ashi Ikl, the Bay Rav Kahana. So Rav Ashi came to the house of Rav Kahana, and this was, there was like where there was a wedding taking place. Yom Kama Bar Kulu. So on day one, he recited all the Sheva Brachot. Mikan Va'elah, but going forward, if there would be panim chadashot, which means new person or persons, we have to clarify this. Do I need one new person or more than one new person? So does panim chadashot mean one new person or means two new people? But if the panim chadashot, he says barakulu. The ilom, but if there aren't panim chadashot, apushe simcha ba'almahu. This is just like being the sameach. It's like increasing, you know, continuing up the simcha. So he would make the bracha shasimcha ba'ono when you bench. So again, if you have the sitter in front of you, let's look at this at the benching. Let's find the benching for. Yeah. Okay. Page 89. Everybody ready? So if you look on page 89, so three lines from the bottom. So we say, right, we have Mayor Hill help us here, but the person says, the simcha is ma'ono. Ma'on is one of the rakim. In other words, there are seven heavens. So ma'on is one of the rakim. The simcha is ma'ono. That he would do with benching. Now, we have, in our benching, we also have this line, Divai Haster, Begam Charon, Be'azilim B'shir Yaron. So he said in the article, that's from the 10th century. That was from Hebraeus then. Let me see what his name is. What? Oh, you don't have it. Sfaradim don't have it. So, but we Ashkenazim have it. It's from Donosh Ben Labrak, a 10th century poet and pioneer Hebrew grammarian. Okay. He definitely has a Sephardic sound to the anyway. Okay, let's get back on the Gemara. So he says, "Mevarsha Simcha b'Ono." So at the benching, he'd say Simcha b'Ono, Asher Bara. He would say the one bracha of Asher Bara, which is the last one. Yeshiva v'Yad Shloshim. But from day 7 to day 30, then Amar Lahu Machban Hilula, where the host said, "We're getting together for a meal for the Chasan and Kala." Uvein Lo Amar Lahu Machban Hilula, or he didn't say that. Mivarech shasimcha b'ma'ono. You would still do simcha b'ma'ono. Nikan ve'elach, from that point forward, after 30 days, y'amar luhu machmar hilula, if the host invites everybody to be mesameach v'chasam kala, mivarech shasimcha b'ma'ono v'ilo lo. Now, the Gemara says, y'amar luhu machmar hilula, so how far out does that go? So from 30 days forward, how long can I extend this idea of saying simcha b'ma'ono? Ad ema. Amra Papi Mishmeh Rava, I trace the Yarche Shata. He says, till 12 months out, is what he says. We'll see the halakha in a minute, okay? So, I trace the Yarche Shata. So he says, Umeikara Me'ima. Now, when do I begin saying Simcha Ma'ono? At which point can I do the benching and say Simcha Ma'ono? So, Amra Papa Mishiram Sa'ari Ba'asimcha. So, Papa says, it's before the Chasna, Papa says. When you're putting the barley seeds in the vat, like to make beer, and Rav Papa was a brewer, remember? Look at Rashi. Where is it? Four lines from the bottom. Rami Sari Basinta, Sinta is the vat. People would, to brew the beer, they're brewing the beer. He says, V'yeshomim, the Shema Chachma calls Zorin Sorin Ba'atzit Slomar, Bruvu with some hooks from Malalu. Some want to say it's not related to the beer. Some want to say that they would plant the barley seeds as a steam and bracha for the chasan and kala, but do it before the wedding. They would do it before the wedding. So at some point in time before the wedding, they're doing that. And when they're doing that, means like things are already locked in and I could start benching shasim chal b'ma'ono. He says, let's see back on the Gemara. For them, right. Right. Now it's remember that they would have Erusin and then Isuin, right? So they're doing Erusin, and it's presumably after the Erusin, it might be a month before the Chasana, and they're brewing the beer. Well, you could always say, Simcha b'ma'ono, because like we figure like we're already getting, excited about the wedding. We're making all the banquet preparations. But the other pshat, though, the other thing I want to say, remember, the Gemara learns Rav Papa Sudani, he was a brewer. So I like that first pshat that Rashi has. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the last narrow line, Inis is true. Rapapa Yasek La Abamar Bere. Rapapa was toiling for his son's wedding. Ubarach Mishad Erusin. He made the bracha from the time that Erusin. So let's say the wedding would be in June. He'd begin making this bracha for benching a year ahead of time. He'd do it. Not that like a year before. And that's certainly not like brewing the beer, presumably a month before. You'd do it a year before. So the Gemara says, Shani Rapapa. So Rav Papa was different. He was very wealthy, and everything was prepared for him already. In other words, everything is all ready, everything is set to go. So Mela, he's already like Mishameach at that point. Ravina Yasek led the Bray, Bei Rav Chaviva. Ravina was toiling for the marriage of his son in the house of Rav Chaviva, Ubarach Mishad Erusin. And he also did Simcha Ma'ono from the time of the Erusin. So Amar, he was not so wealthy, but Amar, he says, I'm certain that they're not going to renege on the deal. In other words, I'm so certain, like this wedding is going forward, I feel like comfy saying Simcha B'ma'ono. But the Gemara says, Lo Estayim Milta, it didn't work out that way. They didn't have Siyum and Shemayim, the Hadru, they reneged on. Now, it's a different shot in the Gemara, but if you renege on it, you need a get, but it didn't go forward with that. So now, let me just do a few lines and I'll pause and we'll come back. The Gemara says, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Ikla the Babel. Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Ikla the Babel. For Babel to be a region or be a city, I thought here, since it sounds more like the city. I don't know, our sort of thing translated Babylonia, but there's a city, Babylon, there. I think it makes more sense as a city. Ikla the Babel. Baruch Shit HaRichta, he blanched six brachot that were long. In other words, each one began with Baruch and ended with Baruch. He says, V'loid Hilchatak Batei, but the Lacha does not follow him. Rav Chaviva Ichel Bei Mahula, Rav Chaviva came to the house where they were doing Bris Mila. Baruch Shah Simcha Ba'ono, he benched at the benching Simcha Ba'ono at a Bris. V'loid Hilchatak Batei, Mishum the treaty did lay Sarah Yanuka. Everybody's like, sort of like for tumult with the pain of the child. So it's not Kedai to say Shasimcha B'Ma'ono. Now, all right, let me pause here. Let me just get the Shulchan Aruch out, and then we'll say some things, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? Let me get the Shulchan Aruch. This is, one second. Okay. Comments. All of it. One second. Okay. All right. Now, 1 minute. Let me. Give me 1 second. One second. Yeah. One second. All right. So he does bring it down in Shulchan Aruch this way. Yeah. Okay. So the Mechaber says like this. This is in Siman Samach Beis in Eben Ezer. He says, "Asoid b'beit chatanim." A person has a meal in the groom's like house where he's celebrating. From time that they begin to prepare the banquet, shloshim yom achar nisuin, till 30 days after the wedding, nevarach shasimcha b'ono shachal mishalo imaya asara nevarach elokin shusimcha b'kule v'inonim baruch elokin shusimcha b'kule v'chein seudah shosim ota achar nisuin machban nisuin. And if a meal that's because of the wedding, so Mechaber says today, like every simcha is like sort of nice for us. We only see simcha mo'ono during the Shivas Yimei Mishta, is what he's saying. So that's the only way that I've ever heard it. He says, even if a widower married a widow, so the first 3 days you say Simcha Mo'ono. Okay, who said questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up? It's an interesting point. It didn't occur to me. Now, I know that, I know, I remember that, Rabbi Menashe said, right, he said the Sephardic Minhag was that one rub does all the brachot. He was saying the Sephardim have already like kind of gone away the Ashkenazim and divided up the brachot. But I don't know what more to say.
What was the question?
Okay. One second. Let me to Ruth and I'll get to you, Odeid. He said, okay, Yosef said, does the Gemara intimate that one person should do all Sheva brachot? Because it's still the Chacham doing it. So you heard what I said about Rav Menashe. What do you have to be, Odeid? No, we do Erusin, but we do it with the Nisuin. We do it all together. No. That's not the Erusin. The Erusin is when he puts the ring on her finger and says, Arayat Mekudeshetli. That's the Erusin. That's the Erusin. No, we do it all chick chak. That's it. So, okay, all right.
Rabbi, I have a little question also. Can you hear me, Rabbi?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was in a Siyum Shas and the rabbi said shasimcha b'mono. Any makor to use it other than for weddings?
Right. There's a whole tumult among the poskim whether when you're at a siyum masechta, she says simcha b'mono. And I think the article mentioned it, but I think there's a marshal on this. Let me see if I can find it where he mentions it over here. He says, let me see where this is. One second, it's not so pashut. He says, at least one authority rules that this formula should be said at a siyum meal. And he quotes Sefer HaMinhagim of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Tirnow, Minhagim Kol HaShana. However, this is not the custom. So the Yom, he cites the Yom Shel Shlomo. So in other words, like theoretically maybe, but Lamaisa, we don't do it. I mean, you had one person who did it, but otherwise not.
Have you seen it anywhere?
No, I haven't seen it anywhere. You're the one who's saying it. Okay. But you're aware of somebody who did that, right, or not? No.
I was there. Yes.
Oh, you were there. Okay. Now there's dispute among the poskim. How many new faces are needed to be able to say Sheva Brachot? In other words, what does Panim Chadashot mean? There are some authorities maintain it's necessary to have 10 new faces to be able to recite all the Sheva Brachot. Rabbeinu Avram, the son of the Rambam, wrote to the residents of Ethiopia that from an inquiry of theirs, it is evident that they understood that the Rambam requires a minion of new faces. It is necessary to be able to recite Sheva Brachot, a minion, 10. He informed them that this position is an error and is probably never meant to indicate that 10 new faces are necessary. Rabbeinu Avram, the son of Rambam, proceeds to assert that his father only requires 2 new faces. The rationale behind this ruling is that the term Panim Chadashot is written in the plural, and it can at least 2 new faces are necessary for the recitation of Sheva Brachot. Rabbi Avadi Yosef cites other authorities who hold that 2 new faces are necessary for the recitation of Sheva Brachot, and since the Rambam is considered the binding authority of Eretz Yisrael, his position should be followed. Okay, the Adkan, 2. Others are even more lenient and maintain that even 1 new face is sufficient. The Shita Mikubetz follows this view and explains that when the Gemara uses the plural language, not to teach that 2 new faces are required, but for a different reason. Earlier in the Brayse, it was taught that Sheva Brachot are recited for 7 days, and referring to those 7 days, Rabbi Yehuda taught that there must be new faces, meaning at least 1 new face for each of the days, which if added together becomes 2 faces. We'll see in the Gemara later on. In other words, that if you're talking about over the course of 7 days, Panim Chadashot, but each day just needs 1 new face. Sefer Otzar, a poskim, explains that the use of plural language does not indicate that 2 new faces are necessary, same way that Chasanim doesn't indicate that 2 grooms are necessary for the recitation of Sheva Brachot. Furthermore, the term Panim is always written in the plural, therefore it should not be understood that as an indication that 2 new faces are required. And I spoke about Shabbos with you yesterday, right or not? Oh, so there's a machloket among the Rishonim. You need Panim Chadashot on Shabbat between the Rush and the Rambam. So the Rush holds that Shabbos is the Panim Chadashot, but from the Rambam it's Mashma that you need Panim Chadashot on Shabbos as well. I don't know if we have time to go through that right now, but let me go, unless anybody has more questions. What?
That's true. That's true. What?
Have you heard anything about this or what? All right, it needs a little in, but I think the fact that you're right, that there are always people who do come in, so I would think that in that way you do have Panim Chadashot there. But say again, repeat again. Right. I think so. All right, yeah. So that's Talui with this machlok between the Rush and the Rambam. I didn't talk this out with you last night.
You did mention it.
All right. I did mention it. Yeah. Okay. Remember, the Rush is Ashkenazi. Okay, so let me just do a little piece through the whole thing. The Rambam explains that everyone who did. The Rambam says that anyone who did not hear the recitation of the Sheva Brachot at the Chuppah qualifies in Chadashot, even if you participated in the wedding feast. So if somebody comes late to the wedding and didn't hear the Sheva Brachot, according to the Rambam, he's good for a Sheva Brachot. The Rush, however, maintains that Panim Chadashot refers to new guests who have not participated in the wedding feast or in any of the previous Sheva Brachot meals. In other words, so moreover, it sounds like that first meal, it sounds like the Sheva Brachot under the Chuppah are different than the Sheva Brachot of the first meal. In other words, the meal, that's where you're Mismeh Chasen and Kala. I have to see. Now, moreover, the Rush explains that Panim Chadashot refers to meaningful guests who would add cheer to the meal.
Alternatively, some say the guest must be of enough significance to the host for extra food on their behalf. The presence of such a guest adds joy to the meal and necessitates the recital of Sheva Bracha. However, if a stranger happened to wander in, he would not qualify as Panuch. So according to the Rambam, if anybody walks in, I could use them as Panuch Chadashot. According to the Rush, it has to be somebody who has a relationship and is Mesameach the Chasen and Kala. So I don't have time to, let me go back, and if we have time, we'll try to come back to that, okay? What? Right. For who? Right. When the Gemara, we said it. We said about it. He said, remember, this says, we just said this. We said, the Gemara said, in Amar Luhu Machman Hiluba, in Amar Luhu Machman Hiluba. So he says, so he holds that during the Sheva Brachot, you have to specify that the meal is for the Chasan Kala. Okay. All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. Now, okay. So we're four lines from the bottom on Chedem and Aleph. Okay. Amarav Nachman Amarav Chatanim in a minion, Vein Avelim in a minion. So we don't know what halakha he's talking about, but Chasanim can be part of the minion, and presumably for the Sheva Brachot. And he's saying, in Avelim in a minion, and we'll see what halakha he's talking about with that. He says, Meitai, so this could be a Kashi and Shrav from the final Graisa. The Graisa says, Chatanim Avelim in a minion. That both Chasanim and Avelim be part of the minion. So Manitik Brahminalei the Rav, Rav Tanu Pali. So are you asking a price against Rav? Rav Zatani is polite with this price and not a kasha. So Itmar, I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yochanan. It was stated that Rav Yitzchak said, Rav Yochanan, Chatanim in a minion, Vein Avelim in a minion. So Rav Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael says the same thing as Rav did in Babel. So Meitai Chatanim Avelim in a minion. We ask the same kasha against Rav Yochanan. Now here we can't say Rav Yochanan, Tanahu Pali. Now, if you look at Tosfos says, in the middle of the last Tosfos, around five lines down, he says, since it doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan is a Tanakh Bichole, that proves Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora. Otherwise, we would advance to the same thing. But the Ainlach Shotamai Lomashani Rabbi Yochanan Anada Amri to Rab, the Tanahu. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, I hold like Rab, Rab's a Tanah, Rab's Chole? The Rabbi Yochanan lo yamachzik Rav Katana, the Paliglava called Dukhtan. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't machzik Rav as a Tana. So, in other words, the Gemara says Rav counts as a Tana. It can be holy. Rabbi Yochanan didn't feel that way. So, Rabbi Yochanan can't answer that way. So, there's a Brisa that's a serious Rabbi Yochanan Shita. How are we going to reconcile this? Yeah, but Rav has also got the same Brisa against him as well. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that Rav could hold or argue on the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rav's not a Tana, because Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav all over, and if Rav's a Tana, he wouldn't be cholik with him all over. Okay, so let's back on the Gemara. So, So turn the page on the top line on Chedem Days. Kitanya hi, the Vir Chedemazon. So the Gemara says that that when we said in the Braisa, the Chatanam and Avelim and Aminyan, that means in terms of benching. In other words, they can count to make a dominion for the benching. He says, in other words, a special benching that you would do for a chasana. And then Avelim also have a special benching that we don't usually do today, but there is a special benching they have. He says, whether it's a special benching or not, but they can be mitzari. He says, Kikama Rabbi Yochanan, and when Rabbi Yochanan said that the Avelim are not mitzari to a minion, that's the Shura. So Rashi says, so again, it does sound like the special benching. I made a mistake. In other words, there's a special benching for a chasana, a special benching for Avelos, so they can each count respectively for that minion, the Avelim and the chasanim. But Rabbi Yochanan said that the Avelim can count for a minion, that's Toyba Beshura. Let's look at the second wide line in the top in Rashi. Beshura, Shuchosim in a kever, when they would come back from the cemetery, means after the burial. Are you Osin Shura Saviv Avelin Akamo? You make a, like we do two parallel line rows, but they would make it sounds like a circle around the Abel to be menachem. Moshiv and Oto, and they cause them to sit down. They stand around him. They read him a Sanhedrin in Shura Pachot Ma'asara. So the Gemara learns Shura has to have at least 10 people. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Avelim cannot be part of that Shura. I need 10 people besides the Avelim. So the Gemara says on the second white line, the second line from the top. Yilahadamar Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but we have another statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Mevarkin birchat chatanim ba'asara. I could do birchat chatanim with 10, but chatanim in a million. u'birchat avelim ba'asara ve'ein avelim min aminyan. So he says that the bracha of avelim can be said ba'asara, but the avelim can't be part of the minyan. We assume that this is the same halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said before, so it's not working out so well. So again, so Rabbi Yochanan said ein avelim min aminyan, and then we said there's another statement min aminyan, but min aminyan we said was b'birchas hamazon, and now we're saying that, and then we said when it's not min aminyan it's the shura, but now it's saying that ein avelim min aminyan that's talking about the bracha. So bracha b'shura mi'ika, is there a bracha in the shura? There's no bracha you say in the shura. Ella kikam Rabbi Yochanan b'rachava. Rabbi Yochanan is telling about a different din. B'rachava. B'rachava is a square that when they would be back from the cemetery, they would sit the avelim down in the square, and there would be brachot that would be recited in that rachava. It's called birchas rachava. It comes out in Shas different places. So for that bracha, the avelim cannot be part of the minyan. They can be part of the minyan for benching, but not for the birchas rachava, which we're going to go through shortly. The alahadam Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan mevarchin birchat chatanah basara kol shiva bechatanah min aminyan ubirchat avelim basara kol shiva ve'ein avelim min aminyan. But we said that there's another statement from Yochanan that I could use the chasanim for the minyan during the whole Shiva. That fits out well. So I'll have it for Shiva brachot. But the Avelim are not part of the minyan for the whole Shiva. And the Avelim are a minyan. In other words, for the whole Shiva, the Avelim are not part of the minyan, whatever I need the minyan for. So Birchat Rechava Kol Shiva Mi'ika. So is there a Birchat Rechava? In other words, as far as we know, it's just the day of the funeral is Birchat Rechava. So it's Rabbi Yochanan talking about that the Avelim can't be starting for the minyan for the for, yeah. So mashkach la b'panim chadashot. So no, it could be b'panim chadashot. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole richas, a whole long story here, which we're going to go through. But it's going to come out, and we'll see the brachot. The brachot are not just recited at the rechava; they would even be stated later on during the shiva if new people would come to be menachem avil. And that's what he's saying, that the avelim can't count as part of that minyan. Okay, I'm going to move on now, unless anybody's got questions.
So, to the available.
One second. Okay. You need a minyan for Birchas Rechava. People are gathering in the square after the cemetery and the Avelim are sitting down. They're going to recite brachot there. We need a minyan there to recite the brachot. What? These brachot we didn't discuss yet. Okay. What's up, Fern?
So, ultimately, for Sheva brachot, to Avelim count in the Sheva brachot?
No. Again, we're not talking about Avelim of the Sheva Brachot. We're talking about Chasanim by the Sheva Brachot. Avelim, we're talking about by Birchas Rechava.
Okay. Are Avelim allowed to attend Sheva Brachot? Because there is Reyes there. There's Simcha there.
It's very problematic. Very problematical. Okay. All right. What? Again, we said that the Avelim don't count for the minyan for Birchas Rechava. For a minyan for a Daven, yeah, they count for a minyan for Daven. Okay, I got to move on. We're running out of time, and then because Mincha comes and there's no you know override for that. Okay, so now, all right. Now the Gemara says, okay, now we're around line 10. He had the Rav Chiya Bar Abba, like the incident with Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Makri b'nei d'resh Lakish Abba. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who was a Talmid of Rav Yochanan, and he was a big Talmid Chacham, but he was Makri b'nei d'resh Lakish Abba. He was also teaching Pesukim to the Resh Lakish's son, or his children. Ba'ami la'matni b'nei d'resh Lakish Abba. Some say he would teach Mishnayot to them. And he, in other words, he's overqualified for that job, but that's what he'd be doing. Shachiv la'yanuka. So, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, his child, an infant of his, died. In other words, the teacher, his child died. Yomakama lo azal legabe. So the first day, Reish Lakish didn't come to visit him. Lamachar dabar Yehuda Bar Nachmani miturgamani. The next day, which is day two of the Shiva, Reish Lakish is going to be Menachem Avil by his son's Lerin. So he goes and he takes Yehuda Bar Nachmani, who's miturgamani. The miturgamani is the person who, like the Chacham says some words softly to him and briefly, and then the Meturgeman says it loudly and elaborates on what he said to Bashir. So Amarle, Kum, Ema Milta, Kul Kavil Yanuka. So they're there at the Shiva, and Reish Lakish says and again, the point of this whole story is going to be that they're coming on day two and they're going to say recite the Birchas Rechava. That's the main idea they're going to see. So that you can't count the Avelim for. But he says, Ema Milta called Kabel Yanuka. Can you say something about the child? In other words, we're here to Shiva. Say something appropriate about the child. So Patach and Amar, so he said, Bayar Shemayinat Mikas Banabanotav. He says Hashem saw and was upset with anger from his children. Dorsh Avot Minatim La Kadosh Baruch Hu, a generation that the Avot are like despicable to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Vayinat Mikas Banabanotav, Kois Al Banayim Yal Banotayim. So Hashem gets angry regarding their children, who made Tim Shem Katanim, and they die when they're younger. The girl's going to ask, how can you say that? It sounds hurtful, but that's what he said. In other words, meaning that when the parents are doing terrible aveirot, so the children get killed, sometimes the punishment for the parents. There's a Gemara in Shabbos like that. It says for certain aveirot, children die. So he says, V'ikid Amri, others say, Bachur Havat, that the child who died was not a youngster, he was like a young man, a Bachur. Bahaki Kamarle, and this is what Yehuda Bar Nachmani said to him. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Al Kena Bachurab Loismach Hashem. In other words, the people are evil; they do evil things. So Hashem is unhappy with their young men. Yet Yitomav Yeromot Kablo Yorchem. He won't have mercy on the orphans and the almanos, the widows. Ki kulo chaneif umeiro, because everybody is like hypocritical and evil. The whole pedover nevala, every mouth speaks like disgusting things, like nevel peh, don't speak well. The cholzo lo shava po, and notwithstanding that, even though Hashem has expressed his anger doesn't go back. Vo'od yado netuya, and still his hand is spread out over us. Ma'i vo'od yado netuya, what does it mean, still Hashem's hand is spread out over us? Amar b'chana barav ha'kol yodim, kala lama niftasa l'chupa, this is a famous line. Everybody knows why a kala enters the chupa. Ella, if a person's been avol peh, you know, like he says, oh, whatever. Anyway, so he says, even if it's nechem zardino shashivim shana latova, it was exardin shemayim. He's going to have the rest of his life is going to be good. He says neapachalav ra. So it's becomes evil, and it was like that decree is annulled, and there's an evil decree that's issued against him because he spoke this nevala. That's what the pasuk is speaking. You're going to punish people for speaking incorrectly. Says so the Gemara. So that's what he said A or he said B. So the Gemara says Atlan Chume Tzuri Kam Tzayir. Like that's Mechama. That's causing tsar. Like what are you like telling me for my aveirot? My son is dying. That's a horrible thing. So he says Haki Kamarle. This is what he was saying to him. Chashivat latusei adara. That you, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, that you, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, are so chashiv that your chashivas is enough to hold on like to all the aveira of the generation. In other words, Hashem is directing the punishment of the whole generation at you because you are so chashiv. Look at Rashi, around the 15th hour line. That you're so chashuv, Hashem is like sort of like not holding you ransom, but like punishing you for the avon adur. The kaimalan is much tzadikim bedur, tzadikim nitpasim al adur. When there's tzadikim in the generation, so tzadikim get punished for the whole generation. You begin from my holy ones. I didn't look up the pasuk. So back in the Gemara, the first medium white line. So Amarle, so then Reish Shlakish says to what's his name? Yehuda Bar Nachmani. So Reish Lakish says to Yehuda Bar Nachmani, I'm like, Kum Ema Milta Kineged Shivcho Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now say something concerning praise for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Patach Binomar, now this is the first of the brachot that we're saying that are recited. We don't recite these brachot anymore. This is the first of the brachot. Now he's saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, but the Gemara doesn't quote the beginning of the bracha. Hakel Agadol Barov Gadlo Adir Chazak Barov Noraod Mechayim Eitim B'Mamaro. He's great. He resuscitates the dead with his word. With Oseg Lod Anichekim V'Olin Spar Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Eitim. Hashem is Mechayim Eitim. That's the first bracha. So Amar Lei then Reish Lakish said, "Couldn't Ema Milta Kineged Avelim? Say something, you know, directed to the Avelim." Hatach Amar, this is the second bracha. And here he doesn't begin Baruch Atah, because Smucha L'Chaverta. Achinu HaMiyugayim, and the idea is these bracha will be said at every Birchava, the whole week, right, if there's Panim Chadashot. He says, Achinu HaMiyugayim, like our brethren who are so like worn out, like the Abelim, Hamadukayim, who are like crushed, pressed. Be'evel hazeh, in this morning, he says you should like examine it. Zod hi omer la'ad, this death goes on forever. The tivumi sheshet may bereshit. It's like from the days of creation, we've had death. Rabim shatu, rabim yishtu. Many have drunk from this, and many will drink. In other words, it's going. It has happened, will happen. In other words, like you drink during Avelus, the Gemara is going to have. So just like people have drunk, like the coast of Avelus, so people will drink. Like our brother, the Baal Nechamot, the one who has all Nechama, all comfort, he should be Menachem, you Baruch Menachem Avelim, Baruch Hashem, Menachem Avelim, it would be. That's the second bracha. So then the Gemara interjects, Amar Abaye, Rabim Shatu Lema, Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. So Abaye says, I think the Nusach Bracha, Rabim Shatu, I'm okay with, that many people have drunk from Avelus. Rabim Yishtu, many people will drink from it. I don't think that's good. Mishte Rishonim Lema, you say that people, you know, the early ones who drank from it, yeah, that's good. Mishte Achronim Lo Lema, you shouldn't say that. Why? The Amar of Shimon Lakish, because Reish Lakish says, he says, V'chein Tanim Shmei Rabbi Yossi, and a Braisa was taught in the name of Rabbi Yossi, a person shouldn't open his mouth to the Satan. Like you shouldn't say, you know, this, that, the other. It's like inviting calamity by being poteh pel Satan. He says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Maikra. Rabbi Yosef said, what's the pasuk that teaches me a person shouldn't be poteh pel Satan? Again, there's always a connection with the Luach, with Daf Yomi. It's coming up in just a few weeks. This Shabbos is beginning the 3 weeks. We're not going to have the Haftorah this Shabbos, but in Shabbat Chazon, which is the Shabbos, you know, right before Tisha B'Av, so the beginning of Yeshaya, so Yeshaya says, Kistoma yinu la'amora daminu, we become like stone, we're like similar to Amora, maya hadulei, then what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? Shemu devar Hashem kitzinei Sodom v'gomer. He ends up saying, hear the word of God, kitzinei Sodom, like the leaders of Sodom. In other words, now from Hashem, it's coming down that way. So Amalei, so that's two brachot downrange. Now Amalei, now Reish Lakish says to Yehuda, what's his name? Yehuda Bar Nachmani, right. So now Reish Lakish says Yehuda Bar Nachmani, like, kum eima milta k'negim menachayim ne'yabeilim. Say something that relates to the Menachemim, that the people come to comfort the Abeilim. Hatach li'amar, again, there's a third bracha. Achenu gomlei chasadim, like our brethren who are the gomlei chasadim, in other words, the other people are present, b'nei gomlei chasadim. You're like preserving the bridge of Avram Avinu. That's the derech of Avram Avinu. If you look at Rashi, Shigamal Chasadim, Avram excelled in Gemilas Chesed. Dechtiv in Rashi, Vayita Eishel, he planted an Eishel, the Mikra means a tree, but Rashi Tebo, Rachil Shtia Labaya. He means like eating, drinking. Now, Labaya here means like you could understand it two ways. Labaya can mean escorting the guest after he's eaten in your house. The other way would be at a funeral. I think it means the first way, escorting the guest after in the house. But the thing is chesed. And then back in the Gemara, and then we have it in parentheses, but some from don't have it. We know that Avram Avinu will direct his children to do that. So Hashem, who pays back recompense to everyone, to give you proper, you know, sachar for what you've done. Ruchata, and again, Ruchat Hashem, Mishalim Hagamol. You, Hashem, you know, you're good to pay back the chesed. So Amalei, now he's up to bracha number four. Amalei, kum eima milta keneged kol Yisrael. Now say a bracha that relates to all of Klal Yisrael. Patach mi amar, ribon ha'olamim, it could be God of the worlds. Patei ba'atzeel malei hosham cha Yisrael min ha'deper. Save your people from dever, from pestilence, umin acher, from sword, umin abiza, from plunder, umin ashitafon, from the wind blast, umin a yerakon is like a fungus, you know, on the crops. All types of punishment that gather and to come. Term nikro biatatane. Before we call, you should answer. This is what we'll be saying this Sunday. It's the Shabbat Sarbatamas Nidcha this Sunday. So that's what we say in Mincha. We Ashkenazim say Mincha. He says, Baruch Ata Otzer HaMagifa. Okay, so that's the bracha. But the main thing is that those brachot are not just said in Rechava. The Apanim Chadashot at the Shiva, they could be said. And it fits in well. I don't have time to go into it. But in other words, Shiva Simei Mishnah and Shiva Simei Avelus correspond to one another. Both seven, they have a lot of parallels between them. So if Panim Chadashot
it's the simcha panim chadashot, you know, can add to the nechama and also to invite the brachot. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So we're at the last medium-wide line, and we only have 5 minutes. I got to run. Amar Ula ba'amila manita tana. So Ula says, and others say we learn in a brisa, asarach so tiknu chachamim b'beit ha'avel, that there were 10 koset of wine the chachamim instituted to be drunk in the house of the avel. We don't do this anymore. But if you look in Rashi, he says, asarach so larbot lo b'shtia, t'itznu shechar lo veid, yayin l'mari nefesh. Like, here shechar, you know, means, it really means like the, it doesn't mean beer. Beer, Lashon Chazal means beer, but in the Pesukim, it means like grape juice. The grape juice is the person who is like forlorn, and Yayin Lamari Nefesh, and wine is the people who are embittered. In other words, like wine is good for a person who's an Abelis. So he says back in the Gemara, he says on the last meeting of my line, you know, told me that was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that to me once, maybe it was a guy. Let me leave it back. So he says here, Amar Ula Ba'amila Manitatana. Or Sheikhark might mean like not aged wine. In other words, it could be wine, but not so well aged. Well, maybe it's not so well aged. All right, let's see. So Amar Ulava Amila Manitana. So Ulu says another thing we learn in the Bryce, Shoshak Kor Machila, the three kosa you have before the meal, Kilaftoch Benimiyab, to open up its intestines. Shoshabatoch Achila, three during the meal, to the Shroud Achila Shmiyab, to help with digestion. The arba alachila, then four cups of wine after the meal, echad kinegrazan. So it sounds like in the Pacific Gemara they said that after each bracha, the birchas mazon, you have a cup. So echad kinegrazan, you say the first bracha, then you drink a cup of wine. The echad kineged birchat aris, then you drink another wine. The echad kineged bonu yishlayim, a third cup. The echad kineged tova meitiv. Then that's 10. Hostivu leim arba. Then on top of that, they added four more cups of wine. So one corresponds to the Chazanei Ha'ir. Now the Chazanei Ha'ir, Rashi says, are the people who are like maybe the Chavar Kadisha or other things. And it's mashma from Rashi that there was a special bracha that would be recited. Then one, the Parnasei Ha'ir are the people who are wealthy and they give money to pay for people to have, you know, the funeral be taken care of. The echad kineged beit hamikdash, one corresponding to the base of mikdash. The echad kineged Rabban Gamliel, one like in honor of Rabban Gamliel. So the Gemara will explain why Rabban Gamliel is here. So hichilu hayshotin mishtakrin. So they began doing this, and people got drunk. It wasn't working out well. And zivu the barley ocean. They went back to 10 cups of wine, 14 cups was overdoing it. So my Rabban Gamliel, what's Rabban Gamliel? The Tanya, and here's an important line of the Gemara to remember. That initially, like, there was a lot of expense associated with the Levaya. People would have like expensive clothes on the maid, expensive aron. So nobody even wanted to be involved. He says, like, people just leave the maid in the street. I can't deal with the expenses. I'll see you around. So in Rabbi Gamliel, he directed that, like, to like a, like, not such kavod for himself. So when he died, he directed that he should be taken out like with linen clothes. It was cheap linen clothes, which is like takrichim. So everybody began to adopt that. I think the Gemara says at first they did, he directed that they shouldn't do it, and then they were still doing it. And then when he did it, then everybody followed it. Amar Papa, so Rapapa Papa says today the minhag is even. But Strada Barzu, last line in Rashi, begged Kanvashu Shabel Dinar, that even like a very, very, you know, very, you know, cheap clothes for the Takrichim. So again, this is Takanashu Gamliel. The idea is that you'd have a plain pine coffin, is the way they do it. And then with the Takrichim, right. The plain pine coffin, I've mentioned in the class that I give in Parsons by a Thi each year. So it is very expensive. You know, it's years ago, I remember. 30 years ago, it was like 500. Now it's like 700. I don't say it's a lot of money just for the coffin. I'm saying it's a plain coffin, but you wouldn't. It doesn't look like much, but you wouldn't believe how much they charge for it. And they have holes in it, so it's connected to the ground. And then the tachrichim, I don't have time to get into it right now. A lot of people think like the kittel they wear on Rosh Hashanah, the tachrichim, but they're very different. They're very different. And the tach, there are eight tachrichim, just like the Kohen Gadol. The have to come and get all his eight begotten. Okay, I got to go. I don't have time, but I'll see everybody. Okay, bye-bye. I'm sorry. Okay, 1 minute.